All right, bring him in.
All right.
What happened to him?
Massive hemorrhoid.
Oh, that's the worst kind of thing that can happen to somebody.
I know, I lost my cousin to one.
I've had all my years of surgery, and I've never had a man and a hemorrhoid.
Doctor, what do we do?
Prep the hot dogs! And get the clanzapine. We gotta open them up.
All right.
My God. All right. I've never seen so many viruses. His malware counts are through the roof.
Oh my God!
Liv! Liv!
I'm trying, Doctor!
Liv!
Doctor, he's gone.
Damn it. Yeah. This is the toughest part of my job. We better call it. The time is today.
Welcome to Bang the Internet, the only internet podcast
that gives you hemorrhoids.
Yep. So, what's up with everybody thinking they can self-diagnose nowadays?
Man, everyone's like, I wonder if I got hemorrhoids. Better check.
Well, my butt does hurt.
Yep, definitely got hemorrhoids. Spent all this time sitting on my computer listening to podcasts. And suddenly, you know, hemorrhoids used to be mostly a trucker problem. Sometimes people who work at weather stations, who spend a lot of time on their seats going through data. And now, just about everyone got hemorrhoids.
It launches a news story from other people and truckers saying, like, this is a gross misrepresentation of our
really
profession.
Really gross. Incredibly gross.
Patrick guy, he's saying stuff that's not out. True.
Silver lining. Now is a great time to invest stock in Preparation H. You heard it from the wolf on the radio of the Wall Street. That's a movie I just saw. But I don't care to talk about it, so let's keep going.
So yeah, you know what? The other thing, like the hemorrhoid thing, I bet it comes from gamers, because gamers are commenters on the internets.
Oh, gamers always, all have hemorrhoids too.
Yeah, they're always saying, why is so butthurt, bro? Why are you all butthurt?
Yeah, their butts are... hurting in pain, and then you gotta like rub it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, what a jerk. Such a troll.
Such a
hemorrhoid.
A hemorrhoid troll. What a horrible creature. I wonder if that's where they come from.
It's easily the worst thing on the planet Earth.
No, so, I think there's something a little bit worse than that, and those are doctors.
Doctors?
Yeah.
Like real doctors?
No, yeah, because like witch doctors are pretty awesome.
Yeah. But real doctors are bad, right?
Yeah. Doctors are kind of like aliens. They're like, oh, let me feel your balls and stick a thermometer in your butt. And
What is your interpretation of aliens?
Let me inject it into your skin. Go on to the doctor. It's like a hardcore porn kind of. Like, they shove a bunch of things in you and touch you uncomfortably. And
ooh.
It's weird.
Well, is that why people don't want to go?
Probably.
I mean, some people enjoy going to the doctor. You're not a hypochondriac. You're a freak.
That's what it is. It's all those. So doctors used to be real, and now doctors are on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We got WebMD. That's basically all I know.
But, you know, WebMD is top of the line, top notch. It's like the Porsche of fake doctors. You go there, you find out if you're sick, right?
Yeah. You know, here's the distinguishing mark between WebMD and doctors is the doctors always want to juggle your balls around when you go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, WebMD, I think for WebMD to be legitimate, you should have to have some sort of like USB plug-in in your computer, like a ball fondling one. You walk up to it and just rest it down. And it like kind of
thank you. You may access WebMD.
Dad, why does your USB port shape like a hand?
That's the... See, because
prostate problem, son. You'll learn one day.
Well, hey, wait. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Not that thorough of an examination.
You know, you're opening up some really dark doors with a USB that you plug into your computer that has a hand. I'm just saying.
I can't follow that.
Oh, me neither. Never mind. Just kidding.
So, yeah, that should be how you get into WebMD. You know what else is that? See, here's the problem between WebMD and doctors is that the only thing a doctor could do that WebMD can't is give you prescriptions. That's basically what a doctor's mm-hmm. good for, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I think they should give you, you know, you get your entry point into WebMD, and you could then you do like a quiz, like BuzzFeed, and it's like, what are you feeling today? And if you get it right, then it's like, congratulations, you have Alzheimer's. Then a little slot in your computer. Computers should be loaded with prescription drugs.
Uh-huh.
From the way that they ship. You could have just the whole pharmacy in there. And then if you score on the test, it'll shoot it boop, in your mouth. It'll be like Dennis the Menace to Mr. Wilson.
I find it interesting. Like, people post on Facebook, they share their results from their BuzzFeed doctor test.
Yeah, this will be...
Oh, man, I got Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Bad joke. Never mind.
It's okay. They won't know. But then, yeah, then you just... And then if you get it right, you just open your mouth. Your computer shoots a little pill in you. We'll have to start reinforcing computers, though, to make them really secure.
Yeah.
Like an ATM machine. Because otherwise, people will just be breaking into their... Drug addicts will try to be breaking into their... computers to try to get out this sweet, sweet prescription drugs.
Well, you just bought a piece of machinery that's full of drugs. It's like I'm more on the side of the drug user who's like, well, what did I pay for here? You know?
No,
like,
but give me what I paid for. There's pills like if in you here. Buy an ATM, you buy it for the ability to be able to withdraw money from your account. You don't buy it because it's loaded with money. That doesn't make sense.
I would. I don't own an ATM.
Then how come you don't have an ATM?
Because I don't got no money. Yeah. To buy an ATM that's loaded with money.
Exactly my point.
Wait,
you'd have more money because see, if we started reinforcing computers, because you have to have these drug safes in them, then the steel industry in America would take back off, baby.
Yeah,
I'd be like shot straight to Uncle Sam's. Viagra. Speaking of prescription drugs.
Hey, boys, we got a new contract for another drug computer.
Sammy's back, baby.
It brings a whole new meaning to the term tablet.
Yep, that's what I was getting at.
Double meaning, tablet shooting tablets at your face.
Shh, yep. That's what happens if you have a
you FaceTime. That's what they do. You know, if the doctors want to keep their jobs, they'll just set up FaceTime offices. And so then you FaceTime your doctor, and he goes, oh, that cough's ugly. That's a croupy cough. I'm going to prescribe some prednisone. And then he hits a button, and then your tablet opens up, and it's like...
Yeah.
And then you swallow it, and you're like,
cured.
Thanks, doc.
Yeah, and you're carrying.
No problem, Chris. You bet. Here's the other thing. Like, with these doctors, the reason why the computer is making inroads and kind of seeding its way into our lives is because nobody trusts their doctor no more. No, if I could trust my doctor, I wouldn't be asking WebMD. I wouldn't be cheating on you with WebMD. I mean, here's a perfect example. I have a 2-year-old who has to take Singulair pills every night because he has some breathing issues. But
if it came out of the computer, it'd be cellular pills.
Just on it today, aren't you?
Nope. Otherwise, that would have been better.
So why don't you stop interrupting me? How about that? And now, because he's so used to, we thought he wasn't going to take them. We're like, oh man, he's only 2. He's going to take pills.
You also thought I didn't read the prescriptions in your drug cabinet in the bathroom when I go after we're recording our radio show. But now you're wrong. You know, I know he takes the creepy doopy pills.
Stop. So he takes the pills every night though, and he's like, they're chewable pills, and he's like, And now every night before he goes to bed, he's like, I gotta take my pill. Mommy pill!
Doctors made my boy an addict.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, man. This is worse than like Gary Coleman when he was a kid.
So then I go to WebMD now because WebMD doesn't prescribe me pills like you said earlier. So maybe the prescriptions are the problem in the first place. Good time for a break.
Here's one thing that WMD, WebMD, if you will.
WMD.
Yeah, WMD.
Ooh.
Here's one thing it doesn't have. With the best part of going to the doctors, what used to be the best part, all those hot nurse babes. What happened to them? Much like the airline industry, suddenly, like, got rid of all of their... They stopped making pretty stewardesses in, like, the 70s. Like, all used to be super pretty models, and then... what happened? I don't know. Nurses went by the same wayside. Those used to be the pinnacles of American sexy ship. Like, nurses... Yeah, yeah. And airline stewardesses. And pilots used to be, you know...
Chiseled.
Handsome, mustachioed. Yeah. So did doctors for that matter. You know what? I think that... And now we're, like... It's like all the nurses just went off to, you know, Nurse Island. And it's this wonderful, wonderful, sexy place. And they all get free healthcare. And I bet all the nurses are getting flown to Sexy Island by all the hot airline stewardesses on their secret sexy airline. I wonder, so, like, maybe all the mustached doctors and pilots just, maybe they started the porn industry, and they just, they're like, you know, how else are you going to get that kind of capital to get it going?
Well, we need
the richest of Americans, get the doctors and the airline pilots. That was back when both of them got paid more.
Is this like the argument of the stripper who makes more money stripping than doing, like, a legit job, so she just does that, and that happened with doctors and nurses with porn?
Yes. That's a
what a dark turn for our country that was.
All right.
And then
they're like, don't worry about them. Just replace them with computers.
And here we are today.
Here we are today. Now my computer's fondling my balls.
Ryan's reading his jokes off a list and just seeing what sticks.
This is what happens when I prepare my jokes.
Yeah.
It's called the Italian spaghetti pasta method.
I call it the Drake method. You ever seen Drake freestyle? He always has his phone out. What are you looking at, Drake?
Oh, man, I hate guys that do that. Man, I really took that Sexy Nurse Island joke pretty far in this one.
That's okay.
Been to the secret airline with pretty girls work. Where all class is first class.
Nice.
Yep.
So... what do you like? What if the doctors can't be trusted? Now we're being forced to trust WMD. Let's take a look at WMD and see what it has to offer, because it's the only friend we got now. WebMD.com. Possible causes of erectile dysfunction. Learn more. And see, it's already got me worried.
They really know how to hit you below the belt right off the bat.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, here's one good thing about, I'm going to start, like healthcare.
Yeah.
Going through the roof. We all know it.
Mm-hmm.
No one can afford it.
Oh, you want to open that can of worms.
Yeah. Here's what else I want to open. My own medical practitioner's office. I'm going to start my own back alley surgery clinic. Dr. Ryan, I'm a surgeon now. And I'll learn from YouTube videos, and I'll learn how to perform surgeries, and I'll just give people, and I can use household items for, I think the market for cut rate surgery is really going to be skyrocketing, much like Preparation H sales.
Cut rate surgery.
Yeah.
So you look at these YouTube videos, man, they make it look so easy. It's like putting together Legos.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, another breast implant. Okay, I'll just get a old Ziploc bag and fill it with some Vaseline. Put it in.
They come out of it, and you know, they won't know right away. So, like, let's say you have a traveling clinic in a van, you know, because vans look safe.
Yeah, God.
Especially like a nice 15-passenger van with a seat ripped out of the back, and you just set up your whole thing in there. Because, look, you want to be mobile. Because, see, here's what happens.
It doesn't have the charm of a back alley.
Anyway, Vaseline in bags, in people. You get done with it, they wake up, they're all bruised and gross and nasty, and it's okay because that's what they're supposed to look like. And then, you know, you take your van and you drive from Chicago to Aurora, and you do another operation, and you just go across the country saving lives.
I'm like the Johnny Appleseed of, you know, exactly. genital modification.
And should there be any issues or concerns, sorry, you know, I'm in California now, and that's actually not even my phone number or email.
See, I bet this would backfire on me. Like, might be all like the creeps on the internet who, like, you know, come in. You know, because look, obviously, you know, guys' wiener disorders are of a big concern, according to WebMD. It was the first thing that came up.
Uh-huh.
I bet they're all coming in. Like, they're all the guys that click on the ads that say, want a bigger penis?
Yeah, yeah.
So they come in. They're like, I want a bigger penis. I'll be like, all right. Nurse Chris, prep the hot dogs for surgery.
It's like one of those gas station rotating things. That's just pull it up.
Yeah.
With tongs.
Yeah, and you just
throw it to you.
Yeah, you open her up, insert the hot dog, close it up, put an ice pack on it, and
Wait. Are you implying that only an unscrupulous or not all there in the head kind of guy would go to a back alley doctor such as yourself? Are you implying that the rational minded would not do such a thing? It's like going somewhere where a non-professional is trying to give you advice about something and taking that advice over the professionals. People don't do that. What about William Michael Davis, also known as WMD, giving people advice? That guy, he's always telling people what they should do, and they listen to him over their own doctor.
You know, I was always telling me what to do, my own doctor. He's always like, oh, don't, you know.
Have no examples follow.
No. That was doctor. Doctors are so, they're pretty, like, it was like, oh, don't drink duck lard, and don't, you know, put Mountain Dew in your... And it's not healthy for you. The doctors are always like, you know what? But then, and that translated to the internet because the internet's all like, oh, don't eat this. It's going to be really bad for you. It's bad. Like they tell you everything, you know, can't drink my sodas.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you basically can't eat burgers. Can't eat anything. The only thing... If you go on your Facebook newsfeed, the only thing that they really allow you to eat, I think the only thing that you could eat that will not make you die tomorrow is organic kale and like apple cider vinegar.
And that stuff will kale you. Moving on. WMD, top searches. This kind of indicates a little bit of what our priorities are. We got sunburn. And then, like, four spots down, we got
Ebola. Sunburn is a myth.
Okay. What about Ebola? Is that a myth?
It is concerning that it's number four. I think I'm going to start wrapping myself in plastic. Maybe that's a common fear.
Ebola? Probably the only people who saw that Dustin Hoffman movie. Outbreak. On Netflix.
I'm not one of them. This conversation is dried up. Can I say? To convince you that I'm in love, make you stay. This conversation is dried up. Can I say? To convince you that I'm in love. Make you stay. Man, doctors. Doctors are the biggest buzzkills, I tell you. Dr. Buzzkill, MD, made Dr. Buzzkill for, you know, he's telling me what I can and can't do. They're like the epitome of the stop jumping on the bed.
Let's get at the real.
They're like stop jumping on the bed of life.
Oh, yeah. No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Yeah.
And they call you a monkey.
Those racist mother.
But they didn't say anything about jumping on a couch. I know how that story ends.
I didn't say anything about jumping on a couch.
Let's get at the real root of why people flock to WebMD on the interwebs instead of the real doctors. You know what happens when you go to the doctor? They you go there because you need a prescription for some more of some ongoing medication you're taking. Let's say like an asthma inhaler. You go in and you say, hey, doc, I just need some more asthma inhalers. They said I need to come in to get the prescription. He's like, cool. Let me listen to your chest. Okay. And then he's like,
talking about the hemorrhoid check.
Oh, that concerns me. Take a breathing test. Okay. So come back on the 15th for the breathing test. You're like, all right. And you come back on the 15th.
Yeah, maybe in the meantime, I'll just not be nervous.
You come back for the breathing test. They have you blow into this device. And it's like,
also creepy and slightly pornographic.
Right. And on the device is a little girl in a balloon. And
what?
Yeah. And so you're blowing. And the balloon goes up or down depending on how hard you're blowing. So if you blow too hard, doctor's like, no. Slow down. And then you like,
she'll go into the upper reaches of the atmosphere. The pressure, it'll kill her.
They don't tell you till the end that it really was a little girl whose life was in your hands. So
they really got to figure out a better way to steer these hot air balloons.
Right. It's like breathing tests, really?
Wireless children blowing into tubes.
That's what happened to Amelia Earhart.
I know. Duh.
So then you take the breathing test and they're like, come back the 18th for your results. What? And then you come back on the 18th and they're like, oh, we need to do an allergy test too. You might have some allergies. I think I see a polyp.
It's just a hemorrhoid, I swear.
And then you don't go, and then you're a no-show, and then you got to pay extra for the no-show, and then you're like, why am I paying so much money for my prescriptions? And then you realize you're 80 because you've been spending your whole life going to doctors, and you're like, I should have just done WebMD. And then you tell your grandkids to do WebMD, and then they do WebMD, and they never see the doctor, and everyone's on WebMD.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare, man. And then you find out you got cancer because you never went to the doctor.
Or worse, hemorrhoids.
The extinction of man via hemorrhoid. That's what's going to do us.
Man hath been wiped clean from this planet through a plague of chronic hemorrhoids. The greatest of kings could not sit upon their thrones, and jockeys nay ride nor horse. For truly we are in dark times indeed. What hath wrought this terrible hemorrhoidish plague upon my species? I bequeath so much of my own inquiries. And if not you say about mine disease, I cast you asunder. For these are truly itchy days.
That was a reading from my great-grandfather.
You ever get hemorrhoids? You ever have to use one of those butt pillow things? Man, it stinks.
They sure do. Maybe, I hear, from reading.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
From all the books that I've read, written by old men, formerly the bearers.
Why are hemorrhoids inherently attached to old men?
I mean, it's like, why is a leaf attached to a tree? These questions, we'll never have answers for them. They're just part and parcel of the same thing.
You know why women don't get hemorrhoids? Because then they'd have to call them herroids. Yep. Oh, man.
My dad is going to lose his on that joke.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He's
just
there,
spit out his coffee. Sorry, props. Send you a new keyboard.
You know, it's like we struggled with this topic because, really, this is the first time we've attacked the professional versus attacking the internet itself. You know, we're blaming the doctors for forcing people to the internet with their big bills and their diagnosis and their return visits and their hemorrhoid and ball cupping and all the stuff that through the times and the history has plagued us. And the plagues, that's their fault too.
Yeah, why don't you cure them, you jerk?
You know what I'm saying?
What if WebMD got a virus? Would they have to send doctors to try to cure it? And that would truly be the greatest of all ironies.
It would be huddled in a corner of the internet, in a dark corner, wearing its lab coat that says WebMD, Webster MD, and it's just injecting itself with all these, like, liquids, and it's like, come on! Come on! You can do this! You must do it for the world. Because it's the chosen one. It's the Neo of the internet.
Neosporin, the savior ointment, responsible for curing hemorrhoids across the land.
Wow.
It is truly the one.
You know, I feel like right now, listening to you spit that knowledge.
Disgusted.
It's like that moment. No, man.
Pained.
No, man. It's admiration.
Oh.
It's that moment of clarity when you realize what journey you're on.
Your hemorrhoids have receded.
Exactly. It's like
moment of clarity.
It's like, now I know the problem. Top searches nowhere to be found in WebMD is hemorrhoids. I mean, look, it's like, actually, really, you know, it's like the doctors are just trying to help, and the hemorrhoids and the WebMDs of the world are getting in their way. It's like, what do you get off going to WebMD? You're stupid.
They get off going to the doctor. They get off with all them thermometers in their butts and so on.
Maybe you need a thermometer in your butt every now and then. I mean, what, like, it's like that age-old question. Why do they grab you in the testicles and tell you to cough? Why?
Told you, it's the price of admission.
I want to know why.
Because they're all pervs.
If we knew why they were doing that, we wouldn't be going to WebMD.
Because doctors are aliens. They get their strength from your balls, and then they probe you. It's the classic bait and switch. They should send you to the counselor right after the doctor.
Yeah, really? Like a support group for the ball coffers?
I mean, just, yeah.
I mean, it's really weird how they don't say anything. They just do it. You know? And if I ask why, you know what happened last time I asked my doctor why he was doing that?
He spit on you?
Yeah! It happened to you too?
I know how it works.
It's like a protocol or something. You know, I bet it's part of the Hippocratic Oath.
You know what's interesting is Hippocrates, as one of the original doctors, he was a real dope.
Why?
Because he didn't know how to cure He's like, one should drink wine much until thine doesn't want thine. And like, thanks.
Well, what do you expect?
That's the father of medicine? No wonder we're so up today.
Well, Ryan, what do you expect from a hippo?
What do you expect?
All they do is yawn and show their big square teeth.
No, are you kidding me? Hippos are one of the most horrific animals on this whole planet.
I really can't argue with that.
They're horrible.
I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the research to...
They're terrifying death monsters that would gladly kill you and your family in the blink of an eye, and then they spray their all over the place. They could run like 35 miles per hour. Much faster than you. Big... two-ton blubbery bastard crossing the savannah, eating you and your family, spraying its shit all over your bones when you're dead. How would you like that to be your end? No? Hippos. I hate hippos.
Our free music today came from Boogie Belgic, Hello Sinner. Second track was Moth Equals Dialogue. You can check them both out on SoundCloud and see where to download their albums for free. So what do you think? Hemorrhoids or doctors? Tell us in the comments. Also, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr.
Bang the Internet, now advertised on the Preparation H website.
Oh, and bangtheinternet.com.
Maybe we could become the official spokespeople for Preparation H.
We hate hemorrhoids.
Bang the Internet, the official comedy team of Preparation H. Because truly, laughter is the best medicine.
Preparation. Ha 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 ha.